Hello, my name is Jacqueline, and I'm a very proud grandma. I write stories for my grandchildren, and I'm happy to share them with you too. So make yourself comfortable, because my next story is about to begin. A Robin's Christmas Cheer. The snow was gently falling, creating a sparkling white blanket across the land. Winter had arrived, and Christmas was only a few weeks away. The twinkling lights from the Christmas decorations created a magical glow, but it was cold outside, and the birds were hungry. During the bleak winter months, birds needed to find extra food for energy and to build much-needed fat on their bodies to keep warm through the long, cold nights. At this time of year, daylight hours are short, insects are difficult to find, the soil is too hard to search in, and berries and seeds are scarce or hidden from sight under the snow. Robin Redbreast was searching for food. He flew into a nearby garden and foraged around under a bush, searching for bugs. A sudden noise disturbed him, and he flew out of the bush and onto a branch of a nearby tree. He watched as a little boy with his mum came into the garden. They had been in the forest collecting pine cones, which had fallen from the conifer trees. The boy had seen the robin fly up into the tree. He liked robins with their red breasts. They always looked so pretty sitting in the snow-covered trees or bushes. The robin noticed the boy looking up at him and began singing his sweet and cheery song.
"Listen, Mum," the boy said excitedly. "The robin is singing to me."
"What do you think he's singing about?" asked the boy. "Maybe he just wants you to know he is here and to say hello," suggested Mum. "I hope he doesn't get too cold in this snow as he searches for food," said the boy. "He does look a little hungry." "Food is always scarce for the birds this time of year, and more so when the snow is on the ground." The robin suddenly went quiet, as if listening to Mum. "This is a perfect time to make our special treats for the robin and his friends," said Mum, going into the house. They took their shoes and coats off. Their mum covered the kitchen table with newspaper. "Put the pine cones on the newspaper, Brady," she said, going to a drawer and taking out a ball of string and a pair of scissors. Brady done as he was told. "The birds will love these fat balls we are going to make for them," he said. He watched his mum cut some lengths of string. "What's that for?" he asked. "So we can hang the finished balls up in the trees," she explained. "Tie a piece of string around each pine cone while I get the ingredients we need ready." Carefully, Brady tied a piece of string around each of the pine cones, making sure to create a big loop so they would hang nicely in the tree. Mum gathered the ingredients: lard, sultanas, crushed peanuts, and some bird seeds. "The lard is nice and soft," she said, putting some of it into a bowl for Brady and in another bowl for herself. "Let's add some of the dry ingredients to this and then mix it well." They each added some sultanas, peanuts and bird seeds to the lard and mixed with a spoon until it had all stuck together. "Good work," Mum said. "Now take a pine cone and push the mixture into its scales, making sure to keep the string loop free." They set to work, slowly building up the fat mixture around the pine cone. It was a little tricky to do and slightly messy, but they soon created big, tasty fat balls for the birds to enjoy. Brady held his ball up by the string and admired his work. "They look so good," said Mum, holding hers up too. "Let's put them on a plate and they can go into the fridge to harden before we hang them out in the garden, and then we can make some more." They each made three more fat balls and Mum put them into the fridge. "Are the first ones set, Mum?" asked Brady, looking out of the window. It was beginning to get dark and he could still see the robin perched in the tree, seemingly looking back at him. "Yes, they're ready," said Mum, taking the hardened fat balls from the fridge. Brady quickly put his shoes and coat on, then went into the garden with the balls. As he hung them in the trees, he looked around. "Can you see the robin?" he asked his mum, who was standing watching from the doorway. "He's no doubt keeping an eye on you from somewhere close by," said mum. "He's probably nervous of you. Come back indoors and we'll look out of the window." Going back into the warm kitchen, Brady and his mum watched out of the window as the robin hovered near the trees. After a few seconds, he flew to one of the fat balls and pecked happily at it, but only for a moment, and then he flew away.
"Oh, where is he going?" asked Brady disappointedly. "Doesn't he like it?"
"I'm sure he does, but birds typically like to feed early in the morning," explained Mum. "He was probably only checking it out for now, as it is getting late, but he'll be back tomorrow morning. You wait and see." The next morning, Brady woke up excited to see if the robin was back. He went downstairs into the kitchen and looked out of the window. It had snowed again during the night and everywhere looked very pretty, covered in a thick white blanket which sparkled in the sunlight. The robin was sitting on a snowy branch in one of the trees, watching two sparrows eating from one of the fat balls. The other fat ball had been enjoyed by the early morning birds and all that was left was the pine cone. Brady was excited to put some new balls out. He went to the fridge and grabbed two more fat balls. He was about to run into the garden with them when his mum came into the kitchen.
"Brady, you don't have any shoes on and it's freezing outside," she exclaimed. "But Mum, the birds need feeding," said Brady, not wanting to let the birds down.
"They can wait a minute while you get some warm clothes on first," Mum insisted. "I don't want you catching a cold just before Christmas." Reluctantly, Brady put his coat on over his pyjamas and slid his bare feet into his welly boots. Picking up the two fat balls, he went into the garden and hung them in the trees.
"Bring the empty pine cone in," said Mum. "We'll refill it with some more mixture."
As Brady sorted the fat balls, Mum went outside with some water to put into the bird bath, which was not far from the trees.
"The birds need water as well as food through the winter," said Mum. "Every day the water needs to be filled and the fat balls put out."
"Do you think you could do that for the birds?" she asked her son.
"Oh yes, I can do that, Mum," said Brady, happy that he had such an important job to do.
Every morning, before he had his breakfast, Brady made sure the bird bath was filled with fresh water and the pine cones were covered in enough fat mixture for the birds to eat. As each day passed, more and more birds began visiting the garden. Brady enjoyed watching the different birds chirping and pecking at the fat balls, but he wished they wouldn't fly away when he went outside to feed them.
"They are nervous of you because you are so much bigger than they are," said Mum softly.
"But I'm not going to hurt them," said Brady sadly.
"I know that, but the birds don't," said Mum gently. "You have to gain their trust. Just keep being calm and move slowly around them, and hopefully, in time, they will get used to you."
"Oh, I hope so," sighed Brady. One morning, as Brady ate his breakfast, he watched the birds in the garden.
"Do you know what kind of birds they are?" he asked his mum.
"I'm not really sure," she replied. "To be honest, I've never seen so many different birds in the garden. You have been doing such a good job of making sure there is enough food and water for them that they must be telling their friends."
"Oh, I think Dad has a bird book somewhere. I'll go and see if I can find it."
She went into the lounge and found the book stuffed at the back of the sideboard cupboard.
"Here it is," she said, going back into the kitchen. "Let's see how many birds we can name."
With the help of the book, they discovered there were blackbirds, waxwings, goldfinches, chaffinches, sparrows, bluetits and starlings, all enjoying the fat balls with the robin. The next day was Christmas morning. Excitedly, Brady jumped out of bed when he heard his mum and dad getting up.
"Good morning, Mum and Dad," he called as he quickly ran downstairs.
"Good morning, Brady," Dad said.
"Merry Christmas, Brady," Mum said, happy that Brady was in a hurry to open his presents. Mum went into the lounge where Brady's presents were, but there was no sign of her son.
"He's in the kitchen," said Dad.
Mum went into the kitchen and saw Brady putting on his coat and welly boots. "What are you doing?" she asked him. "I'm going to feed the birds," he replied, surprised that she would be asking him such a question. "I'm sure they won't mind waiting a little longer this morning," said Mum. "Don't you want to open your Christmas presents first?" "Taking care of the birds first thing in the morning is my job, Mum," said Brady proudly. "I have to do this before I do anything else, even on Christmas morning. The birds rely on me." And he went into the garden. Mum made a cup of tea for herself and Dad, and then they went into the lounge to wait for Brady. After a while, they had finished their tea, but Brady still hadn't come to open his presents. Mum went into the kitchen and looked out of the window. There in the garden, Brady was standing under the trees, holding a fat ball by its string loop, one in each hand. On his outstretched arms and pecking at the balls were many birds. None of the birds seemed scared of him at all. Instead, they all appeared happy for him to be amongst them. Mum smiled to herself as Dad came and stood beside her.
"His dedication has finally paid off," said Dad. "All the days he has spent patiently feeding the birds has built up a natural trust between them. What a wonderful sight."
"Oh, I'm so proud of him," whispered Mum, knowing how determined Brady had been to create this moment. They watched their son for a few more minutes and soon realised that he was not going to come into the house any time soon. "Let's have some breakfast," said Mum, taking the eggs from the fridge. "We can open the Christmas presents later."
"I think Brady is already enjoying the best Christmas present no money could ever buy," said Dad. "A special gift from the birds, which I know he has longed for."
"I agree," said Mum, looking out of the window again. "This is one Christmas Brady will never forget. And the birds really seem to be enjoying themselves, especially the robin." Dad smiled as he saw the robin happily sitting on Brady's shoulder, singing his sweet and cheery song. In that moment, it began to snow again, which just seemed to add to the magical sight. Brady didn't appear to notice the snow. He was too focused on his new friends and his special friend, the robin, singing only for him. And the big smile on his face showed his parents just how happy he was this Christmas morning. Thank you for listening to my story. I hope you enjoyed it. Before you go, I'd like to ask you a question. What do you do to help the wild birds during the cold winter months? You can share your answer with me by either going to my website, grandmahasastory.com, or by visiting my Instagram page, grandmahasastory. And don't forget to check me out on TikTok. Thanks again for listening, and come back soon to hear another story from Grandma. Bye for now.